Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Question time, and Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman took advantage of a patsy from his own side to announce the arrival of new choppers for the Air Force.
Pleased to announce that tomorrow sees the official launch of the NH90 helicopter.
Mr. Coleman said eight new helicopters would replace the ageing Iroquois.
These new NH90 helicopters are the most advanced and capable helicopter that the Air Force has ever had.
But in one of the committee rooms, a senior Defence Force chief was admitting that the new machines had a downside. This report from Rhys Lyon.
Acting Defence Force Chief Rear Admiral Jack Steer agreed the new machines would be an improvement.
They're going to be a great asset to New Zealand, but they cost a lot more to run than the UH-1.
At the same time, Rear Admiral Steer said the Defence Force was looking to make savings.
The agreed target set by Cabinet for savings for redistribution is $350 to $400 million to be achieved by the end of financial year 14-15.
Acting Defence Force Chief Rear Admiral Jack Steer, speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Select Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Back in the chamber, ministers were getting into trouble with the Speaker over their answers to opposition questions about cuts to the public sector. Among them was Attorney General Christopher Finlayson, standing in for Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McKelly to answer questions from Labour's Foreign Affairs spokesman Phil Goff.
Why were ambassadors told yesterday, instructed, not to express their concerns to him in cables?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
Well, on behalf of the Minister, I'm not sure of what instructions were issued, but I would have thought if such an instruction was issued, it was very good because it would end up in the malignant hands of that member.
Order.
Order. The Speaker told Mr. Finlayson that was unacceptable.
The Honourable Chris Finlayson will order. Order, there'll be no more interjection. Honourable Chris Finlayson will get to his feet and withdraw and apologise for that last totally unacceptable comment.
I withdraw and apologise.
Then it was Labour Minister Kate Wilkinson who had to be pulled up after running away with her answer to this question from her Labour shadow, Darian Fenton.
How will the government's public sector job cuts and wage freezes make New Zealand's economy more competitive if they result in thousands of lost work hours in the form of proposed widespread public sector industrial action?
The Honourable Kate Wilkinson.
Mr. Speaker, the government is committed to actually building our economy and having an effective and efficient public service. It is tough times, but can I say that if that member was in government, then they would be repealing our 90-day trial period provisions, which would put in jeopardy 13,000 jobs. They would be increasing the minimum wage to
order.
15...
Order. Order. The Minister has no responsibility for what the Labour Party might do.
Question time was followed by the first reading of the government's mixed ownership bill, with the opposition led by Labour's Grant Robertson.
Mr. Speaker, this is short-sighted. It's a sugar hit economic policy. And it's all very well for Mr. Key to get unconditional love for Moonbeam, but he shouldn't be taking economic advice from him as well. Mr. Speaker.
Now back to the select committee rooms and Rhys Lyon.
Acting Defence Force Chief Rear Admiral Jack Steer told the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee that his organisation had struggled to retain staff in the face of other employment opportunities overseas.
An example is the Air Force. We train pilots and Air Force avionics technicians to a very high standard. They can easily get jobs outside the Defence Force, and often when the big airlines come and say we need 50 of these or 50 of that, I understand people will go.
And that wasn't the only other employment opportunity for defence staff.
We're also having a competition with the mines in Australia, who are actively recruiting. They put in their ads, Chief Petty Officers and Warrant Officers from the Royal New Zealand Navy, we have a job for you. And the security companies who are providing security for ships around the Gulf of Aden off Somalia. They are actively targeting our people. Now, we can't match some of their rates of pay, and we know that.
And in an effort to keep personnel numbers up, Rear Admiral Steer said the Defence Force was looking at new recruiting avenues.
We know our numbers are down. That's why we're embarking on lateral recruiting. That's why we're increasing our recruiting numbers. That's why we've changed our recruiting system. Instead of just focusing on 17 and 16-year-olds, we now target people who are 12.
Acting Defence Force Chief Rear Admiral Jack Steer speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Select Committee during its financial review of his organisation.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.